A poor stranger, afflicted with fear on account of his debts, set out on the way to that abode of peace. He went to Tabriz and the Rose Garden district. His hope was reclining on roses. From the glorious imperial city of Tabriz darted light upon light on his hope.
Okay, what was all that? You didn't get it. No way that you get it. Because here he is playing with a very delicate meaning of the words. First of all, he arrived and went towards Darus Salam, means the house of Salam, which is the peaceful greeting. He came to Tabriz and went toward the flower center, Gulistan, the good place, and all his hopes was at the top of the flower receiver. So everything is trying to be built up in physical beauty. This is where he is going to, with, that's where your hope is. When you hope that something will happen to you there, there is a garden and everything is beautiful and things like that. Yes?
His spirit was laughing for that orchard of men and the fragrant breeze from Joseph. The Egypt of Union.
Think about his emotions. What is his feeling? His feeling is positive, is like that the beautiful Joseph is approaching him. You see, it's just trying to make him hopeful and glad that he is going to have a good condition. Yes?
He cried, "O cavalier, let my camel kneel for me. My help is come, and my need is flown. Kneel down, O my camel, all goes well. Verily, Tabriz is the place where princes are like. Graze, O my camel, round the meadows. Verily, Tabriz is for us the most excellent source of bountifulness."
Okay, these were three verses fully in Arabic. It's not Persian. So the Iranians, they don't understand that. It was somehow repeating all that in Arabic to talk about the beauty of the place that you hope that you will receive everything you need. Yes?
"O camel driver, unload the camels. It is the city of Tabriz and the district of the Rose Garden. Mm-hmm. This garden hath the splendor of paradise. This Tabriz hath the brilliance of heaven. At every moment of time, joy and kindling odors diffused by the spirit from above the Empyrean upon the inhabitants of Tabriz."
Okay. All the positive stuff he counted for Tabriz to make it a very beautiful city. Why? Because your wish is supposed to be there. These are all the views that this guy has, thinking about Tabriz like that. Then he is told, yes.
"When the poor stranger saw the inspector's house, the people told him that the loved one had passed away. The day before yesterday, they said, he removed from this world, man and woman is pale for the calamity that has overtaken him."
So this is where the reality comes in. He's told that the guy is dead and everybody knows that and everybody is sorry about that. Yeah.
that celestial peacock went to heaven when the scent of heaven reached him from invisible messengers. Although his shadow was the refuge of people, the sun rolled it up very quickly.
Yeah. What was that? Aren't you listening? He said, he was like this birdie, which is very impressive and it's like he looked at the paradise and he wanted to go there. Because remember, everybody has a wish for this and that and that. But this fellow, he doesn't wish for anything here. He wants to see what's there. So he goes there. Yes?
He pushed off his boat from this beach the day before yesterday. The archer has become sated with this house of sorrow.
Uh-huh. This is the house of the sorrow, and he was tired of it. Because the animal life, physical life, is not worth it, is not joyful. So he didn't enjoy it that much. Yes?
The man shrieked and fell senseless. You would say that he too had given up the ghost.
Uh-huh. Receiving this news was enough. He fell down like he's dying, because all the hopes and everything will disappear. Now what? Yes.
Then they threw dewip and water on his face. His fellow travelers wept and bewailed his plight. He remained unconscious till nightfall, and then his soul returned, half dead, from the unseen.
Ah. And he fell down, he became sick. All the night he doesn't feel good, and that's it. That's the beginning of the story. Now, yes, you.
How the poor stranger was informed of the inspector's death and begged God to pardon him for having relied upon a created being and having rested his hopes upon the bounty of a created being. And how he remembered the blessings he had received from God and turned to God and repented of his sins than those who disbelieve equal.
Okay, a little bit, but it's a long paragraph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pages to explain what? To explain to you what is the situation. What is the situation for everybody, every single day? Because when we are talking about hope, what are we talking about? Tomorrow? Or after tomorrow? Or next year? All of it. It's easy to be confused, yes.
When he came to his senses, he said, O Maker, I am a sinner. I was setting my hopes on creatures.
Uh-huh. Did you hear that? What do you remember? The end of book 5, do you remember the story of Ayaz? That everybody did all the negative stuff and the king became angry and wanted to kill them all. Ayaz came in front and said, excuse me, but it is my fault. It was my fault. I put a big lock over there. I shouldn't. I provoked them. It's my fault. That was the key. Do you remember? Rumi said, the key is to understand your fault. You going around and you defend no matter what you do. This is silly, because you will not improve, you will not get better. You should know the weakness in you. I'm always alert that this animal is with me. This animal. Yeah.
Though the Kaivaj has shown great generosity, there was never a match for your bounty.
Mm-hmm.
He gave the cap, but you, the head filled with intelligence. He gave the coat, but you, the tall figure of stature.
Uh-huh. Have you ever thought about it? No. Because it's normally busy, we don't have time to think about it. You should think about it that, okay, somebody will give you something. So what? Because the main thing is your life, your existence, your brain and your thinking and your health and all of that is given to you. How could you compare it with the gold coin that you receive from someone? How could you? Yes.
He gave me gold, but you, the hand that counts gold.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me the beast for writing, but you, the mind that writes it.
It's not mind, it's apple, it's logic. You gave me even the logic how to ride the horse. This is the horsey. Do you remember? This is the animal that I'm riding. That you gave me the wisdom to do this even. Yes?
The Khwaja gave me the candle, but you the cool eye. The Khwaja gave me the dessert, but you the food receiving. He gave me the stipend, but you life and animate existence. His promise was gold, but your promise the pure things.
Uh-huh. When I need some money, I look to the rich people to receive the money. But when I'm talking about real happiness, what I'm talking about, it's something which is given to me. Your attitude, your health, and all of that, yes?
He gave me a house, but you the sky and the earth. In your house, he and 100 like him sat. Gold is yours. He did not create gold. Bread is yours. Bread came to him from you. You also gave him generosity and pity, and his joy was increased by that generosity.
Aha. Okay, this and that, what? At the end, the most important stuff. He is a generous fellow. How? You gave that good attitude to him even, isn't it? Because if somebody is mentally sick, so he cannot be good, no matter what. The healthy mind is the best gift you could receive. Yes?
I made him my Qibla. I let the original Qibla maker fall. Where were we when the judge of judgment was sowing reason in the water and clay? Since he was producing the sky from non-existence and spreading this carpet of earth, and making lamps of the stars and of the natural properties alike, together with the keys. Oh, how many structures hidden and plain to see as he enclosed in this roof and this carpet.
Yes, this is the trick. We know that whatever we know is very limited. There are a lot of stuff that we don't know. Not only in the time of Rumi, now, 800 years later, what is our condition? Uncomparable. Because now we know that we don't know. We know that we cannot understand black hole, dark energy, dark... And I'm talking about more than 95% of this universe. We don't know.